Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone awake? It's a beautiful day. Today is a special day. Today we get to celebrate the baptism of little Joey here. I made friends with him again this morning, so I think we're good. We're going to celebrate his baptism, and we're going to have an awesome time today in celebration of that. Just a few quick announcements this morning. Be sure to fill out your Connect cards and drop them in the offering plate as it comes around this morning as well. That's your registration of your attendance and any messages you'd like to get to me or the office. That's your best way of doing that. So I encourage you to do that as well. Next Saturday at 8 o'clock is our United Methodist Men's Breakfast. So be sure to come out and join us for that. If you want to cook and be a part of that fellowship time ahead of time, get here about 6:30 or so. And we'll have a great time of fellowship and just being together as United Methodist men. So come out for that if you're able next Saturday. Next Sunday as well is the annual United Methodist Women and United Methodist Men's Potluck Lunch. It's not in your bulletin, so you're going to have to write it on the back of your hand. So get your pen out and write that on there. But it's a potluck lunch, and the entree will be provided. Is that correct? That is correct, right? Yeah. So come prepared to fill your belly next week and bring a dish to share if you're able. So don't forget about that as well. I do have a quick announcement for some of you folks that maybe did not make it to the Women's Holiday Bazaar. They had plenty of items left over. They did make a pretty good haul this year, but they have a lot of things left over. So you're going to have an opportunity to shop again for the bazaar. So if you would, see Sharon Buukas. Sharon, raise your hand. And Nancy Geddes on the back row back there, and make arrangements to see what items they have left. I think they have quite a few items left for the holiday. So if you're interested in seeing some of those items and having that opportunity, I believe they may have some of the items at a later date in the fellowship hall, so just be on the lookout for that as well. So today we're going to have a baptism. I'm ready to get started, are you?
Yeah.
Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you.
but we know that there is much to do before this baby arrives. A house needs to be prepared, a house in our hearts where your grace may enter. A people need to pray, a people longing for peace, that reconciliation may take hold in our world. A light needs to be turned on, a light of holy love, that we may reflect your glory. God of new life, prepare our hearts and our lives that we may wait with joy and hope for the birth of your Son. Amen.
Like Bill Taylor, Teresa Chestnut Bowen, the lighting of our first Baptist candle. This week we light the candle of hope, and we read also from Luke 1, beginning in verse 5, and this is the foretelling of John the Baptist's birth. During the rule of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abda. His wife Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron. They were both righteous before God, blameless in their observance of all the Lord's commandments and regulations. They had no children because Elizabeth was unable to become pregnant, and they were both very old. One day, Zacharias was serving as a priest before God because his priestly division was on duty. Following the customs of priestly service, he was chosen by lottery to go into the Lord's sanctuary and burn incense. All the people who gathered to worship were praying outside during this hour of incense offering. An angel from the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw the angel, he was startled and overcome with fear. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will give birth to your son, and you must name him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many people will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the Lord's eyes. He must not drink wine or liquor. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth. He will bring many Israelites back to the Lord their God. He will go forth before the Lord, equipped with the Spirit and power of Elijah. He will turn the hearts of fathers back to their children, and he will turn the disobedient to righteous patterns of thinking. He will make ready the people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure of this? My wife and I are very old." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in God's presence. I was sent to speak to you, and I bring good news to you. Know this, what I have spoken will come true at the proper time. But because you didn't believe, you will remain silent, unable to speak until the day when these things happen." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they wondered why he was in the sanctuary for such a long time. When he came out, he was unable to speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he gestured to them and couldn't speak. When he completed the days of his priestly service, he returned home. Afterward, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. She kept to herself for 5 months, saying, "This is the Lord's doing. He has shown his favor to me by removing my disgrace from among other people." And then a commentary on hope. Hope is a nice word. Like the decorations we adorn with our homes with, it adds a nice touch. When we utter it against the backdrop of the warm candlelight, hand-holding, and all-around fuzzy feelings that go along with the season we are now entering. But don't be fooled. Hope is not just a nice word, it is a powerful word. And its full meaning can only be known by those who have known what it is to be hopeless. When promises remain unfulfilled, when cries seem unheard, when all options have been exhausted, when it's too late, when disappointment prevails, and there's no reason to think things will ever change,
hope enters in and changes everything, as it did for a faithful childless couple so many, many years ago. But not just for them, for a whole nation of people who had known years, even centuries of disappointment, of oppression, and of seeming silence from the heavens, hope was on its way. Its very messenger growing, unaware inside of the one who thought it was too late. Hope is never too late. Just as it surely came for them, hope too is coming for Jesus, the Anointed One. In fact, he has already come. Nonetheless, let us prepare the way and receive him in a new way this season, as we now light the first candle of Advent, the candle of hope.
Baptized little Miss Lila, and
They've had car trouble this morning, so they're not coming to church, but we wish they were here as well. So we'll be turning to page 39. Has everyone found that in their hymnals? Let's begin there with number one. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All that is God's gift offered to us without price. This morning I present Joseph Michael Bays III for baptism. Some of the folks that have come forward, we want to recognize this morning Mom Megan. Megan has sort of grown up in this church as well, so we are so happy to see her. Dad Joseph Michael Bays Jr. I call him Senior Jr. a minute ago, so I had to straighten that out. So, Junior's parents are Joseph and Donna Bays. They're there on the end. And everyone knows Frank and Lou Ann Call as well. And great-grandmother, Mary Ann Davis. Mary Ann, we're so happy for you as well. In the honored position of godmother is Catherine Bays and the godfather. Told me that's what you have to do with the Godfather. This is Brandon Call. So you all are awesome individuals to help guide this little guy. You think he's going to need a lot of guidance?
Yeah.
Yes? Same time after that, he's going to need a step back, is he? Okay. Okay, join me for our profession of faith this morning. These will be questions that Mom and Dad, you now are, you know, that seems strange. Mom and Dad, okay. Mom and Dad, you're going to answer these questions on behalf of little Joey. So, hear these words. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
Will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, and that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? A congregation, you have a part in this as well. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life, and include this person now before you in your care?
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround each person with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in this service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life.
Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified,
Thank you. be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you sent in the cloud the rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children, you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Tell of God's mercy today. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water to those who receive it, to wash away their sin, to clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, that they may share in his final victory. Okay, giving them to me, you all obviously don't know what you're doing. He's leaving out the wrong end. He said he would do that as soon as I picked him up. Wasn't himself that nice to me. Good deal. Father, I just pray a blessing upon him and his family this morning. May you forever protect him. Let him grow to be a strong man of faith. So, Father, we pray in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. You did great. And you won't hate me later, will you? You won't hate me. Good job, you guys. Give him a hand. Thank you all for allowing us to be a part of this special day for you guys. That's awesome. I think we'll have food and fellowship after the service, so if you want to hold the baby, you will have to hold it right. You guys have made a commitment today, you know, sort of just read through that liturgy, and those words mean something. And you as a congregation, you have made a commitment to this baby as well. You are now a part of his life. You said it out loud. God has heard you, so you can't back out now. So you're going to have to bring this child up in the way of the Lord. Let him know that Jesus Christ is his Savior. Sure, we'll get to see him grow into that role. So, thank you all very much for allowing us to be a part of that. It's the time of our service to be entering into a time of prayer, and we just know that you have concerns on your heart today, and we're just glad that you're here, and we'll allow God to hear your silent prayer. We have some folks to lift up by name. By no means does that mean God does not know your heart and your prayer. So feel free to bring them up before the Lord today. Chuck Ness, it's good to see Chuck. Good to see you in church today, buddy. We've been praying for Chuck and his health, and we just continue to pray for him and for God working mightily in your life. And Larry Koosman as well. Larry's back after a stint in the VA hospital, so Larry, it's good to have you back as well. Continue to pray for healing for Larry and some housing. I'm trying to find help Larry with some housing issues, so keep that in prayer as well. We are lifting up baby Joey today. And, we will definitely be in the hands of God, so we will continue to pray for that as well. Catriona lifts up her own health today. She'll be going next week for her checkup. And pray for good results for that, Catriona, as well. And her cousin, who's serving in the Navy, she lifts him up as well, too. He had an injury, actually, out on the ship. So we pray for his healing as well, Catriona. Linda Friend is lifting up Dorothy Hunt's family this morning as she has passed away yesterday. So she's Linda's name. So Linda, we'll keep you and your family in our prayers as well for this time of sorrow. Mary Hannah, Mary will be going in for some back procedure, surgical procedure tomorrow morning. So keep Mary in your prayers as well. And we definitely lift up the North Dakota water situation that's going on out there that just seems to be spiraling more and more out of control. So we need to pray with God's intervention and that could come to a peaceful resolution as well. So let's keep those folks in our prayers. Like I said, bring whatever you have. This altar is always open if you'd like to come forward and kneel at the altar and bring God your prayer request this morning. That is quite all right as well. So let's bow our heads and pray together this morning. Gracious and loving God, we come this morning with joy in our hearts for this precious baby that you have had born into the family of God, into the life of this church, and into the lives of Megan and Joey. Father, we pray that the blessings that he will receive throughout his life and the grace that you will pour upon him will be a reflection of your love in the world. So, Father, just be with this precious family as they raise this little boy into a man of God. Father, we love you for that. Father, you've heard our prayer request today for those suffering with illness and injury. Father, each week the list could be long, and our hearts could be troubled and concerned, and the worry could overrule our day. But Father, we lift up these names mentioned aloud today, and those that we carry in our hearts. Father, we know you're in the midst of our lives, down to the very finest detail. And Father, we pray this same feeling of joy that we receive when we know you're taking care of us, for those we've lifted up today. So Father, today as we gather in your church, as your people, we lift up our troubled world, wherever there's strife and conflict, even within our own borders. Father, we pray for peace. We pray for your grace to be among all the people that fight for a cause. Father, I pray for our government today, our new leaders that will be taking office. I pray that they will seek your face and your word before decisions are made. Father, that's all we can ask. Let them be godly people. Let them accept this challenge of leadership in a godly, Christ-filled manner. So, Father, be with us today in our service. This first Sunday in Advent, we celebrate the birth of a child. And more than that, we celebrate a Savior that has already walked among us. And that someday, maybe soon or later, we do not know, will walk among us again. So, Father, until our day comes that we are called home, I pray that you would open our hearts, freshen our minds as to the way we can help and be a servant of Christ in this world. Father, thank you for this opportunity. As we now pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom return a small portion of the blessing you have poured out upon each one of us. Bless our offering this morning. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Jesus is coming again. Amen.
Thank you.